KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have partly cloudy skies and 23 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the latest local and state news. In area news, a woman who has served Cass County as the Mental Health and General Assistance Coordinator for 19 years, or nearly 19 years, was fired Wednesday. The Cass County Board of Supervisors acted on the termination of Teresa Canning during their meeting in Atlantic. Before the motion was made, Board Chair Frank Waters announced the agenda item without recognizing Canning and her husband Rich, who were in attendance, and refused to grant her request for a closed session.
Is there any motion on this?
I've asked that not go into a closed session. I have said that in writing.
The chair does not recognize you, Vicki. Teresa.
Supervisor Mark Wiedemeyer then made the motion to fire Canning.
Well, I'll make a motion to terminate the employment of Teresa Canning, the Cass County Director of Mental Health and General Assistance, retroactive to 2/5/14 due to work-related items.
The motion was unanimously approved. Afterward, Canning and her husband left without comment. She had earlier indicated there would be no comment on the board's action. Near the end of the meeting, the media asked the supervisors to explain their action. Board Chair Frank Waters.
No comment.
Did you talk with her at all beforehand? I mean, you normally, when you're going to terminate somebody, you sit down and talk with them about the problems. Did you hold a closed session, or would you have held a closed session to discuss her termination?
Well, at one time we evaluated her back. We had a closed session. That was just for yearly evaluation.
Was there a problem then? I mean, obviously you can't specify on that, but I mean, were there issues that were brought up then that have not been resolved since then?
No comment, Rick.
Supervisor Chuck Reakin said the board was advised by legal counsel not to comment on the matter. Deb Schuler, who works with Canning, will step in the interim to handle the office duties. Reakin said a decision on whether or not to replace Canning full-time depends on the state's decision on mental health regionalization and design and other matters.
With the mental health redesign, you know, we're not sure where things are going to be and how they're going to happen, which still had no effect on that. But at the point today, if the board would agree, we don't know as we want to do anything until we see where this new mental health redesign is going to go and take us, and then we'll make those decisions as time comes along.
In other business, the Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday approved the vacating of two roads during their meeting. Action on another road closure was tabled until the board's next meeting, during which a public hearing will be held on 5 additional road closures as well. The roads the board approved for vacating include 842 feet of 644th Street in Section 14 of Grove Township and 1,287 feet of Galt Lane in Section 5 of Lincoln Township. No objections were made during the public forum held prior to the vote to vacate. A representative from the Guthrie County REC voiced concerns, however, with regard to the vacating of 2,400 feet of 700th Street, lying between the northern right-of-way limits of Boston Road and the southern right-of-way limits of Interstate 80.
We have a line that goes down that road, our easement. I guess we don't want to be landlocked from getting in there.
Your easement still goes with the landowner then. It just eliminates us and it still stays in place.
Objection would be that we cannot, but they won't let us in there.
So yeah.
For maintenance.
They would have to let you in there if there's problems. Work with them. They're supposed to be, the easement's supposed to transfer right over to the utilities.
The board tabled action on the vacating of that particular section of road until the county can make arrangements to talk with the property owner and come to some sort of an agreement about an easement and the crop concerns the utility has. In other business, the supervisor set 8:45 a.m. March 5th as the time and date for a public hearing on the fiscal year 2014-2015 budget. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday two recent arrests. On Tuesday, 25-year-old Andrew Nickum of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for violation of his probation, and 43-year-old Carl Kemp of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for violation of a no-contact order. Both men were booked into the Cass County jail. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, 82-year-old Wesley Dumdye of Manila died Sunday at the Crawford County Hospital in Denison. Funeral services for Wesley Dumdye will be today at 10:30 at the United Church of Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Jerry Sorensen, age 78, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Jerry Sorensen will be today at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Hugh Sharp, age 95, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Hugh Sharp will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church in Storm Lake. The Frotsky and Jensen Funeral Home in Storm Lake has arrangements. Ruby Kinzer, age 91, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Ruby Kinzer will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold, with the Dune Funeral Home of Griswold in charge of arrangements. Leona Hansen, age 71, of Manning, died Tuesday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Leona Hansen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning, with Odie Funeral Home in Manning in charge of arrangements. Keith Kirkman, Sr., age 88, of Messina, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Keith Kirkman, Sr., will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Peter's United Church of Christ in rural Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Zelma Pangburn, age 91, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Graveside services for Zelma Pangburn will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Sunny Hill Cemetery in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Thelma Karstens, age 98, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Thelma Karstens will be on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Phyllis Hansen, age 93, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Phyllis Hansen will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Alan Lamock, age 77, of Manning, died Tuesday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Alan Lamock will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Ellen Opperly, age 99, of Griswold, died Tuesday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Ellen Opperly will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Eunice Osman, age 89, of Panama, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Eunice Osman will be on Monday at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Helen Landon, age 81, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Helen Landon will be next Monday at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Rosalie Clark, age 88, of Macedonia, has died. Funeral services for Rosalie Clark will be held Monday at 1 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Macedonia. Les Hills Funeral Home in Carson is in charge of the arrangements. Margaret McNaught Rhodes, age 93, formerly of Guthrie Center, died Monday in Colorado. Graveside services for Margaret McNaught Rhodes will be on Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Dan G. Wayne Olson, age 84, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for G. Wayne Nelson are pending at the Hockenberry, or Olson, that is, are currently pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a check of the news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.